The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, a broken ate a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the world of Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny's getting out of the hospital. But while she's still in, she told me to bring her a jar of the 12-12 Suki, 20% THC, because she wants to get a little funk before she goes to bed tonight in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, the red to drive it, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do, but all my friends that come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bubbles uptown, what a mess, the tops of tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do, be shake it, hoo. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Mafia tonight. The number is toll free to get on the bench, 844-843-6879. Again, 844 toll free, 843-6879 to get benched. Baylor leading Gonzaga by 12 with 3.5 minutes left. It's 38-26 as Gonzaga has chewed away at the 19-point Baylor lead early, and they've got it down to 12. And you know they are not going away, and all they're going to do is just keep coming at them. That's all there is to it. Baylor has to quit turning the ball over. Mitchell has had 2 turnovers in a row. He hadn't had a turnover in the entire tournament, and he had 2 in 2 possessions in a row in this game. So it doesn't matter what you did before. It matters what you do now. He's got to stop throwing the ball away, stop making bad passes, and start making the right play and the right shot, and they got to knock down shots. 40-26 right now. Suggs with a 3-bomb brick. I think they're letting Kispert score too much. Suggs score too much. Timmy, as usual, scoring too much. But a big 3 from Baylor. It's 43-26. There's nothing that Gonzaga's been able to do to stop Butler from getting, or excuse me, Baylor from getting off shots from Butler and others from 3. They just keep knocking down 3s. I think Gonzaga's defense has been terrible on the perimeter. They get a layup from Kispert. It's 43-28, 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Mafia, what did you think of the start of that game with Baylor coming out roaring. They were up, whatever, 9-1, and it just kept getting worse from there.
I thought it was incredible by them. I mean, we've talked about Gonzaga, and we know how much they can score, but, you know, you especially have talked about the last couple of games, how good their defense is. We've seen it in certain, you know, games where they just shut other teams down, but I guess it was all about the lesser competition there, because now you're playing a team up to your par in Baylor, and they were just doing whatever they wanted. I was seeing layups, too. You were talking about the outside perimeter shooting, just doing whatever they want. I was seeing a ton of layups, just guys rolling to the hoop, getting wide open, and just easy baskets. So their defense was just falling apart. Baylor was capitalizing on everything and causing turnovers with that, you know, ferocious defense up front, you know, on the guards as they bring the ball up, as you've mentioned time and time again with Mitchell. And they made the most of it. But now, you know, Gonzaga seemed to figure some things out. It's just going to be if they have, you know, dug themselves too big a hole already.
Yeah, I don't feel like any lead is safe against them. No lead is safe against Gonzaga. They've only trailed by double figures four times the entire season, and they won all those games. And, I mean, it's 45-28 right now, a minute 48 left. Gebhard's at the line, and he makes the first free throw, so... There's several players that have foul trouble. I mean, if you consider two fouls trouble early in this game, and I'll tell you who those are. We welcome in our radio affiliates, SiriusXM. Of course, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world, Hoop Rod Soldier, Hoop Rod. It's Pharrell on a bench with Mafia tonight. So Nebhard makes both. It's a 15-point Baylor lead. With a minute 45 and rolling left in the first half. In my opinion, they have to stay up 15 or more. I don't feel a 12-point lead is safe at all. Not for 1 second do I believe they're safe with a 12-point lead. And now they're bricking on easy little 10-footers. They had two in a row, 10-footers, knocked down 10-footers, and they bricked on both of them. And now you're going to get Timmy getting a foul call. He's going to go to the line and make both. You got to make the shots. You cannot, with a 15-point lead, brick on 10-footers. 10-footers are like, that's like free buckets. You got to knock down those mid-range little bunnies. Come on. It's so funny to me how they can hit 25-footers like butter, but they can't hit a 10-footer. All they can do is make threes and dunk. Have you noticed that? I mean, that's just all there is to it. So we'll talk to Joe Lisi at some point in this first hour during the game after halftime. Just so you know, they've had these NCAA halftimes are longer than going to church. I mean, it is just forever. The break is forever. So in that window, we'll get caught up on everything else that's going on in the NBA, baseball, hockey. It's just a plethora of action tonight. But right now, 45-32, 1 minute left in the first half. Baylor is in the lead over Gonzaga. And you're going to want to listen all night. They get the layup from Lytle. It's 47-32 Bears.
Look, we're not saying all the other sports talk networks are backward, but we're pretty sure they all have a favorite Yeehaw episode.
Get on the grid.
Yeehaw. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I told you earlier, for on the bench with Mafia on a Monday night championship night, and I told you, I said they needed to be up by 15 at the half and not 12. And instead, Gonzaga got it to 10. It's 47-37. And it's pretty simple. I bet on Baylor. B, to win outright. C, plus the 4.5. And D, I'm scared to death that they're going to blow this game because Gonzaga is not afraid of a 10-point deficit. They're not afraid of a 19-point deficit. They cut right through that like butter, and now it's a 10-point game at the half, which is nothing. It's absolutely nothing when you're Gonzaga. If it's anyone else, the game would be over. 10 to them is nothing. That'll take 5 minutes to cut that off. 5 minutes to get rid of that lead. And I guarantee you this will be a game. This is going to end up being a tie game, a one-point game, two-point game when it's all said and done. And if they win, I'm going to puke. I really am. Like, you cannot have a 19-point lead in a championship game. I don't care what time it is. I don't care if it's the first 5 minutes. You cannot blow a 19-point lead in a championship game. You just cannot do it. You'll never live it down. That's like the Falcons up 25-3 at the half, right? What was it? 28-3. They were up 28-3 and they lost. That's unbelievable. How do you blow a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl? How the F do you blow a 19-point lead in a basketball championship game when you're as good as Baylor? You know what I mean? Like, Mafia, when you're as good as Baylor, when you score as much as Baylor, and when you have the three-pointing skill players that they have and the ability to move the ball and the way they defend, they allow 65 points a game. Now, they're on course right now to basically allow, I'd say, 75 points in this game. Right? I mean, you know, you add it up, it's going to be somewhere around 70 to 75 points, if you ask me. If they play like they just did, Gonzaga won't score 80. But if they let Gonzaga keep playing the way they are right now the last 10 minutes, Gonzaga will win the game by 10 points. They've got to do something, Mafia, besides going down, dribbling, passing the ball, and shooting threes. There's got to be more to their game. Now, I know that you saw nice inside pick and roll and dunks and passing for easy block layups and dunks. I saw that too. But if you noticed, in the last 10 minutes, they didn't have any of that. They didn't have any of that anymore. That's been cut off. That's all. That water valve's been turned off. So everything now is just shots. It's three-point shots. And then they were missing 10-footers. You saw them missing 10-footers. Mafia, they're bricking on mid-range easy bunnies. 10-footer to these guys. Now, I saw them go in and hit one off the glass and make it, but I saw them miss four or five of them. You cannot miss these easy shots. I mean, if you're going to shoot threes and bury them, how do you miss 10-footers? That's amazing to me that they can't hit those easy shots.
Yeah, and a big thing, too, is, you know, we talked about how part of what they were doing, whatever they wanted, was also, you know, you're shutting Gonzaga down. That's how you make that big lead, that they're not scoring at all. So now when you start getting these guys in foul trouble like they have, you know, you talked about how it seemed like they're on the foul line a ton. They were 12 or 13, Gonzaga was. Baylor shot two free throws. So you look at the foul situation, you have three of your starters with two for Baylor, and your bench guy, your big bar guy, JTT's got three. That changes how you play defense. Now you can't get up in these guys as much as you wanted to. You can't be as physical on the defensive end if you're going to be in foul trouble and not have to worry about that, you know, quick third one at the beginning of that second half. Maybe the first 5-6 minutes, you got to play a little more off. And then if you are okay for a little bit, you got those three with, you know, 15, 12, 10 minutes left in the game, then you get back to where you were playing. But coming out of the gates, some of these guys have to play a little softer.
Listen, I have a problem. I have a really big problem with 13-2 in free throws. I even said to you at the end of the first half, I believe I said it. I was like, they're going to the line a lot. I mean, they are every time down, they're getting a call and going to the line. Like, they're driving to the 10. I'll give them that. They're going to the rack. I'll give them that. But they're getting all the calls, and Baylor's getting no calls. I don't know if you've noticed that, but 13-2 for me, I got a problem with that. You know, you and I have played in a lot of games before where it's been like 20 free throws and we have three. I got a problem with that. I mean, call the game fair. I mean, you know, if you're going to have 13, they got to have at least seven. Okay. You can't have 13-2 in free throws. I mean, you can't deny that that's a problem. Now, I know you're going to say, oh, well, they got all the fouls. Well, they're calling all the fouls on Baylor. They're not calling all the ticky-tack stuff on Gonzaga. When they go for the loose balls, they're calling it all on Baylor. And you can't even deny it.
No, I don't, because even as we said before, you know, Baylor's not sitting out there just attacking shots. They're getting inside. They're driving to the rim. They're getting layups. So if you're going and attacking the rim like that, you got to get some calls. even if it's them anticipating the call and thinking something's going to happen. Only one whistle where a guy shoots two free throws, that is ridiculous.
I mean, honestly, like at least give them some calls, for Christ's sakes. You can't just have one team standing at the line the whole game. I mean, that's a massive disparity, if you ask me. I mean, because they've hit 12 of 13, so there's your lead. If they don't have all those free throws, they're losing by 20, right? But they're going to the line a lot, and now they're down 10. So they keep getting all the calls because, in my opinion, everybody wants Gonzaga to win the national championship and go undefeated. And I got to tell you, no offense to anybody, but it sounds like Nance, Raftery, and Grant Hill are rooting for him, too. I've been listening to them. Thank God I don't have to listen to them anymore, because as I was listening to them, all they talk about is Gonzaga, Gonzaga, Gonzaga. They were down 20, and they were still talking about Gonzaga. Sick and tired of it. Everybody's just on their knees for this team. I just want to see them go down and see what they have to say then. I want to see them lose and see what they say then. What are they going to say then? Oh, it was a great season. You know, I don't want to hear it. What they need to do is finish. Baylor needs to finish this game, finish them off. Because you know what? They're good enough to do it. They are good enough to beat this team. And they have to, you know, in my opinion, Drew has to go into this room and say, listen, what are you doing? I mean, you are better than this team tonight. This is your night. This is your game. You were up 19 and you've let it slip through your fingers. If they don't win this game, they're never going to live it down that they were up 19 on Gonzaga and blew it. And then you know what they're going to say? All of them are going to say it. They're all going to say the same thing. Kellogg, Barkley, Kenny the Jet, Nance, Raftery, Hill, they're all going to say the same thing, that they just couldn't, you know, no one could stop Gonzaga. They just, it was meant to be a perfect season. You knew it was inevitable that they would get it done. I mean, the bottom line is, they, you know, can't blow it. You can't blow this game, this opportunity, this chance of a lifetime. You've got them by 10. You've got to come out and do the things that got you that 19-point lead. Move the ball, stick some dagger threes, and keep rocking the ball to the rim. They stopped going to the rim the last 10 minutes. That's all I know. And I'm telling you, they are rooting. Everybody's rooting for Gonzaga to come back in this game and turn this into a game. I don't have to root. You know why? Because I know they're coming back. I mean, it's inevitable. It's inevitable that they're coming back in this game. I mean, as sure as I'm sitting here, I bet 5 minutes is all it takes and you got a tie game. I pray to God they don't. You know, it's that simple. I've made it very clear that I'm an Indiana guy, went to IU. I do not want the 76 Hoosiers record of undefeated season to ever go away. But that was the best team I ever saw in my life in college basketball. I don't care what anybody says. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, so Baylor's up by 10 at the half, 47-37 over Gonzaga in the national championship game of the NCAA tournament. Elsewhere, here's what's going on. The Suns are hanging by a thread over the Rockets in H-Town, 131-126, 37 seconds left in a timeout, 131-126. Suns lead it. I just want to see in this game. Booker's got 34, 8 and 27. Bridges has 20. And then Porter Jr., 20 for the Rockets. Olynyk, 21. Christian Wood, 19. Tate has 18. Brown, 16. The Rockets showed up tonight. 131, 126. Suns hanging on, 37 seconds left. Nets beat the Knicks by a bucket. I hit that. both ways. Nets to win, Knicks to cover the 5.5. Barrett had 22, Bullock 21, Randall 19 for the Nets. Kyrie had 40 points, Green 23, Harris had 16. Kyrie hit 5 threes, 15 of 28 from the floor. He had 2 rebounds and 7 dimes as the Nets beat the Knicks and improved to 35-16. Harden started but left the game immediately after a couple of minutes as the hamstring acted up again. He obviously was not ready. The word on the street is Durant possibly Wednesday night would be back against the Pelicans. He was shooting around the night before the game at the Barclays. Raptors 103-101 over the Wizards. Trent hit a shot at the buzzer to win it for the Raptors from Portland to Toronto at the trade deadline and hits his first winning shot with the Raptors tonight. The Mavericks upset the Jazz in Dallas 111-103. Big win for Dallas on the Jazz side. Conley had 28 on the winner's side. Doncic 31-9-8. Richardson added 17. Finney-Smith had 23. Brunson had 20. 4 rebounds, 3 dimes. Big win for the Mavericks. T-Wolves upset the Kings and Mini by 10. 116-106. Pistons blew out the Thunder 132-108 in Oak City. Got that wrong. Cavs, I got wrong. They beat the Spurs 125-101. I guess the Spurs are now mailing it in on a nightly basis. That's it for the NBA. In terms of last seconds here, 5 seconds left. Suns up 131-128 on the Rockets. They're up 3 with 5 seconds left. Hockey, Vegas up 6-1 in St. Louis, 3 minutes left. Avalanche lead the Wild in Mini, 5-3, 9:38 left. Leafs and Flames are underway after 1, no score. Coyotes lead the Kings, 3-0, 10 minutes left in the first. They've lit them up at Staples. Canadians in overtime beat the Oilers 3-2. Jets 4-3 over the Senators. Flyers beat the Bruins in Boston 3-2 in overtime. Baseball. The Red Sox are pounding the Rays right now, 11-2 at Fenway. And it's in the bottom of the eighth. Runner at first, 2 outs. Dodgers 4-0. They lead the A's in the Astros in Oakland. Bottom of the second. Dodgers up 4. Phillies lead the Mets 5-3. Runners on first and second. Top of the ninth. 2 outs. Mets have runners on. 2 outs. 5-3. Cubs lead the Brewers 5-3 at Wrigley in the ninth. Astros 3-0 over the Angels after 2. They're going for 5-0, the Astros. White Sox and Mariners scoreless. Bottom one in Seattle. Giants Padres scoreless after 1 at Petco in San Diego. The Yankees beat the Orioles 7-0. Judge with a homer. Stanton with a grand slam. 7-0 Yankees. Reds beat the Pirates 5-3. Twins today over the Tigers 15-6. Nelson Cruz went off in this game. He hit a grand slam and a solo shot. Royals 3-0 over the Indians. Cardinals 4-1 over the Marlins. And, of course, the Braves Nationals was washed. We're watching. Baylor leading by 10 at the half over Gonzaga. Great game so far in the national championship in Indianapolis. Right now, in this game, your leading scorers on Baylor, Teague has 14, Butler has 10, Flagler 8, Mayer has nothing. He is not scored in the game. The mullet guy, Mayer, Metro Goldwyn Mayer with no points. And then Timmy leads Gonzaga with 10. Kispert, Suggs, Nemhard all have 7. Ayayi 4. Watson off the bench with 2. It's unbelievable. Baylor shot 50% in the game, 58% from downtown. Gonzaga shot 54%, even better. And then they shot only 16% from downtown, 1 of 6 from 3. Baylor has out-rebounded Gonzaga, 16-10. They've out-dimed them, 12-9. But they have five more fouls, and they have three guys in foul trouble. And Gonzaga shot 13 free throws to 2 for Baylor. Baylor's gone to the line twice. Gonzaga has shot 13 free throws. I think that's the difference right there. If they don't shoot those 13 free throws and make 12 of them, they're down 18, 19 points. They just keep letting them go to the line, trying to, you know, get them back in the game. Got to have Gonzaga win the game. Can't have anyone beat Gonzaga. Everybody's favorite story this year, Gonzaga Bulldogs. Got to win. Got to make sure they win the game. So they're just letting them go to the line every time down. I got to see how many fouls they call in this half. I'll bet you, I'll bet my life Baylor has guys foul out of this game. They've already called them for all the fouls. Makes me sick to my stomach. I got a lot of people texting me in the middle of this show saying that they're, you know, watching the game and rooting for Baylor. And, you know, I think a lot of people are rooting for Baylor, maybe, but I think everybody bet on Gonzaga, didn't they, Mafia? Do you know anybody? I mean, I bet on Baylor. I think Joe Lisi, who's coming on the show in a few minutes, he bet on Baylor. He bet on him like I did to win and getting the points outright. So I don't know. I think most people bet on Gonzaga, didn't they?
I think a lot of people did. A lot of people, you know, saw the run, think that they hadn't lost yet, so they're unbeatable type of thing. And like you said, you and Joe were some of the very few that went on Baylor, and that's a good train to be on because your boy Lisi, when we were talking on Saturday, me and him were doing in-game live, had he had Houston to cover. He thought they could win, but he had UCLA covering the 14, so he knows how to play against Gonzaga right now. You know, he hit the on a 4-1. We'll see how he is in this one.
Butler just hit a three, and it's 50-37. So Butler comes up big out of the gates. They missed a shot, got their own rebound. You cannot let Ayayi go in down the lane and shoot a layup untouched. No one even guarded him. It was like I don't know what I was just watching. They just let him walk right in. No one got in front of him, nothing. They just let him walk in and shoot a layup all by himself. You can't win like that. You cannot let some guy shoot uncontested layups right down Pike's Peak. Are you kidding me? Another three they nail. Oh, my God. If they get hot shooting threes, it'll be over. Butler hit another one. He hit two threes out of the gates in the second half. It's 53-39. I'm losing weight over here, Mafia.
Oh, that was deep, too. And, you know, so far.
Oh, they get the steal, and then they turn it over, and he gets a bucket out of it. Baylor stole the ball, and then Suggs stole the ball right back from him. I mean, how stupid are you? You steal the ball, you got to keep the ball. I mean, it's unbelievable. You get a steal like that and turn it over. And then they go down and miss. Unbelievable. Watch, it'll be a 10-point game now in a second. Make it 9. He missed the 3. Go down and score, for Christ's sakes. You got numbers. That's how you do it. Mitchell with the layup. That's how you do it. Oh. I really don't believe they want to go this fast. And another call on Baylor that sucks. How do you call that foul? That is terrible, and Drew's losing his mind over it, this crappy call. I am telling you, the refs have it in for Baylor. They keep making all these S calls. You know these are Shaq calls. Did you see that call, Mafia?
I did.
That pass into right after Timmy, that's BS.
Right, because right before that, you had a play on the other end where they threw it in, and they missed that little layup, but Timmy was coming, I think it was Timmy, was coming across, put the pressure on the guy, might have got the body or something. They call nothing, but on that one, of course, they blow the whistle.
There's a foul. Oh, my God. Go ahead. Sorry about that. I'm losing my mind. You can't tell me that call, they won't even show it. You know why? Because CBS and Nance and all of them are rooting for Gonzaga. Did you see that foul call? And then Drew, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. It was such a bad call. And that was a steal is what that was. That was a horrible call. Got to be kidding me. So I think we're going to talk to Joe Lisi next. And then they missed the free throw. Oh, Christ. They're going to blow this game. Oh, my God. How do you – I mean, Jesus, one mistake after the next. It's unbelievable. 55-41 Baylor.
listening to the source of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. But we just call it
The Winning Edge.
Keep it here.
There's plenty to go around.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on a bench with Mafia. We got Joe Lisi with us from In Game Live, of course. Go for the two on Twitter. We love Joe. Hey, Joe, you cannot – well, you and I both are on Baylor to win outright and getting the points. So we're two of the few, two of the brave. But I have to tell you, I mean, it was 13-2 free throws in the first half, and I thought that in pass to Timmy – that they called the foul on just like 5 minutes ago, not even five, 2 minutes ago, where they threw it into the paint and he was standing there and they called that foul and Drew looked like he was going to have a heart attack on the sideline because it was such a crappy call. Like, I am convinced they're doing whatever they can to get Gonzaga back in this game, to make it single digits, make it under five. I mean, every single call, every time down, they're giving him a foul. Every time down they touch it, they go to the line.
I know, it's ridiculous. If this was an MMA fight or a boxing match, they would have thrown in the white towel when they were down around 15 points in the first half, right? I mean, you know, they just got punched in the mouth. And then, you know, Gonzaga didn't know what hit them. But now they're forcing their way back. It's an 11-point game. Hopefully, you know, the defense will take over. We got to bang them. Keep banging them under the boards. Make them work. And I think we can pull this game out. But the refs aren't helping here.
So I don't know what they're tripping on. Are you telling me, so that was the only free throw they've shot is Suggs and one, and he missed it, right? That's the only free throw they've shot.
Right.
But they keep calling fouls on Baylor. And I thought that – did you think that in pass to Timmy was a foul?
No. But then again, I favor the street ball style where, you know, it's a national championship game. Unless you have to call it, let it go. I mean, just let it go at this point. I mean, let them bang.
Right.
That Baylor style. You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, it's just, it's these ticky-tack calls that just sway games and change the whole momentum. It's completely ridiculous. But it is what it is. We got to weather the storm. We've got to pull this game out of here, Scotty.
All right, so let me ask you. I thought the worst play I've seen in the second half was when they got the steal under the basket. And then immediately Suggs stole it back and got the layup. That drove me nuts. When you get a steal, you don't turn it over 5 seconds later, giving up a steal right out of your hands because Suggs came from behind him and picked his pocket after he had stole the ball. You cannot let that happen. Not only that, he scored.
No, I know. It's like it's almost like a pick six, right? Where you're on the 1 yard line and they throw it and it's a pick six. It's a 14-point swing. Same type of thing in a national championship game. Turnovers are critical. If you get turnovers, you need to score. You can't give the ball right back to Gonzaga, especially with a double-digit lead. You want to extend. You want to make them work. You don't want to have them cut this under 10, and then all of a sudden pressure
sinks
in. So,
nice dunk. Let me ask you. They just had an alley-oop dunk, Baylor. I might be ahead of you. Who knows? All I know is it's 58-45 in my world.
All right, good.
And another foul.
I mean,
these refs, they call a foul on every single shot that Gonzaga takes. I'm going to have a heart attack in here. Every single time they touch the ball, they call an effing foul. Holy mother, Pharreller. God damn. I mean, it's driving me nuts. Honestly.
Let's see this.
Joe, you can't even. Joe, you can't imagine watching a game with anyone better than me in a sports book with my language. You have no idea.
Come on.
You have no idea.
I mean, that's a ticky tack. That's a ticky tack. I mean, you barely.
And they're calling. They're calling it every time. They're not calling anything on Gonzaga. They're calling it all on Baylor. They're not calling that at the other end. At the other end, they get their arms cut off and they don't call it. I'm telling you, I am convinced that the refs, Jim Nance, Hill, Raftery, all of them, that pregame show, they're all rooting for Gonzaga to go undefeated. Every one of them, except for you and me, Joe.
That's it. Onions,
I mean it.
Scotty. Onions.
Screw him, too. And I'm friends with him. Screw him, too. Honestly, he's rooting for him as hard as anybody. I listened to the first half on TV. I wanted to puke listening to these guys. All they talked about was Gonzaga making a comeback. They didn't talk about how bad they were getting their ass beat. But I got to tell you, you know what I said, Joe? Look, this reminds me of the Falcons-Patriots Super Bowl. You're up 28-3 at the half, and you lose. How do you blow a 19-point lead in a title game? It's beyond me. You cannot blow a 19-point. You cannot lose this game. You're up 19, and they just missed another bunny. They've been missing bunnies left and right from about 5 minutes in. They just caught another effing foul. From 5 minutes in the first half, Baylor missed about 5 10-footers, and now they're missing little runners and floaters in the lane right now from 5 feet away, and they're missing every easy shot in the book, and the only shots they can hit are threes.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, I still like the ball in Mitchell's hands. I think he's the playmaker. He's got to be the catalyst of this offense. Look at this. Unbelievable with these fouls. It's unbelievable.
Is it not unbelievable? Honestly.
So frustrating.
Honestly.
It really is.
They're going to call it again right now. Now it's single digits. You know they're going to lose this game. They're going to lose the game because of the refs. The refs let them back in the game. You know that I'm right. That's it. There's no other explanation for it.
A 19-point lead, and now it's down under double digits. It is what it is. It's just, you know, again, Baylor's got to cut this out here. They got to find a way. They got to get
Megan Powell. How about a foul there?
They got to get Jared Buckley.
How about a foul there on the layup off the glass? How about they, you know, on the other end, that's a foul, that's a technical, game over, try ejection. I mean, they're making calls. How about that, a foul, you God almighty? Unbelievable, these refs. Ah, kill them all, Metallica. I hate refs. I hope they all die. God almighty, I can't even watch it. I'm going to have a stroke. Unbelievable. You know, my boss did say to me, he likes it when I get angry on the air. Thinks I'm better.
It's good radio. It's good radio. There you go. I was going to tell you.
That's the first free throw they shot.
It's unbelievable. He waited.
Joe, that's the first free throw they shot since 10 minutes into the game.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, call a timeout, Mark. Get another timeout in so you can talk to the refs and give them some money. Oh, here he is. All they do is shoot layups, too. What is Baylor doing? I mean, their defense is so bad in this second half. I mean, Gonzaga's shooting nothing but layups. Nothing but layups. I mean, at the rim layups. They haven't shot one ball past 3 feet.
Yeah, because they shot 16% in the first half behind the arc, you know, and that, so now everything is easy buckets underneath. And we're giving them the lane. It's amazing. It really is.
They just made a layup, and Timmy fouled the guy. No call. They wouldn't even think of calling it. But at the other end, they call everything. They call everything on Baylor. Everything. And they call nothing at all on Gonzaga. Here's a three. Stick that in your... Go ahead. 67-51. Go ahead.
All right.
There's a swat at one end and a three at the other. Flagler with the three ball. That's the only shots they can make. They might as well just start chucking threes. I feel better now, Joe.
We're extending. Let's extend it. They are smooth. I mean, what do they average? 10 threes a game? That was a big three. Man, they're a good team. Both teams are great. But, I mean, Baylor's defense, I think, is they're more physical than Gonzaga. I know Gonzaga statistically plays good D, but Baylor's just, they're so physical that if they do allow them to play the rest of the 13 minutes, I think they're going to beat them up the rest of the way. We'll see. We shall see. I'm hoping.
Mafia is writing down. I just wanted to say, I just got a message from headquarters. Mafia is marking the times, all of the times during the show where I've gone too far tonight. I just got a message. We're putting a clock on every time you say something horrific on the air so we can edit it out of the show. My problem isn't satellite radio, Joe, or San Diego. My problem is everything else later that it airs on. I get in all kinds of trouble, Joe. Mafia's in there right now. His blood's curling. He's got all kinds of, he's sweating from his forehead. He's getting heart palpitations. It's because of my behavior on the air during the game. He said several times I've gone over the edge.
That's what it's all about. Well, I have to maintain it when I do In Game Live during college football season. It gets a little intense. What are you going to do? It is what it is. It's part of the beast, Scotty. You know that.
Yeah.
13.
My other buddy just said, I can't even say what my other buddy just wrote me. It's so bad. It's so horrible what he just wrote me in a text during a game. I can't even repeat it on the air. I was going to say it, but if I said it, Mafia would have, they'd have to come put him in a straitjacket, Mafia, because he'd be so.
In regards to the refs or in regards to the game?
No, it was in regards to how white Gonzaga is, kind of. But I'll leave it at that. Listen, I can't, Joe, honestly, Mafia, tell Joe how much I hate refs.
More than you can even imagine, just from his language. It's that doesn't even cover the half of it. What you would hear off air is 10 times worse.
I've been kicked out of refs. Not more than me. I get kicked out of 100 basketball games, thrown out, evicted, thrown out of the gym. One day I was at my kid's game and I wasn't even saying anything at all. I'm not like the dad that sits there and yells at the refs. But he made a call. I was at this one game one day and he made such a bad call that I started laughing at him and he ejected me out of the gym when I laughed at him. And I was like, you can't get thrown out for laughing, can you? And the guy goes, he stopped the game. He said, get out. I was laughing at him. And then he stopped the game, so I had to leave. Everybody's like, get out, leave. And so I started leaving. And then I called him a giant male organ in front of 3,000 people. Just called it right out with it. I came right out. And as loud as I could so that it bounced off all four walls in the gym, I called him a pee. You name it. It was beautiful. The whole 3,000 people started laughing. It was the funniest thing you ever saw in your life. I get in fights even at games where I'm not even, playing. You can't let me near refs. They're bad people. They're fascists. Communists. They're bad people,
Joe. I have a question. Yeah, I agree with that. Is the ref that's holding? I feel like I got on air and there was, 17 minutes left, and there's only 16 minutes left in the game. Have they been running the clock over the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, there's 12 minutes left now. There's 12 minutes left. It's the longest 12 minutes of your life, Joe, playing Gonzaga.
Unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. All right, Joe, listen, enjoy the rest of the game, all right? And hopefully Baylor will clock through for us. Let's see what happens.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Joe Lisi with us tonight. Mafia has to edit out all kinds of bad language tonight from the show. They got their ass beat. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, so 16-8 in free throws, and then now it's 69-53. Oh, my God. They called a charge on Gonzaga. I almost they called a foul on Timmy, a charge. I almost, my heart stopped. I can't even believe it, Mafia. I cannot believe they called a charge on Timmy. I can't believe I just saw a call went against Gonzaga in this game. That's the first call of the entire game that has gone Baylor's way. You got to be kidding me. You can't even argue with me that I'm wrong about these refs. They're terrible, these three refs.
Yeah, I haven't argued with you at all. There's been a ton of them. we talked about it a couple plays before when Baylor drove right down the middle and Timmy threw his body into the guy that called nothing. It looked like the one that, you know, they gave to Gonzaga going out of bounds might have gone off them. But, you know, finally they got a big hole there. That puts Timmy on the bench for a while with four.
Now they got an 18-point lead. They got an 18-point lead with 11 minutes left. You cannot blow this game. Cannot blow this game. There's a rebound off a miss. They score a couple more, it's over. I mean, that's what I told you before, is that the key for them is to just score. You know, get some buckets, because they can only do so much. They keep coming back, chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. There's nothing you can do when Baylor scores. There's nothing Gonzaga can do about it. If they just keep scoring, you know, get two of every five trips down, get a bucket. All they need is twos. They don't have to shoot threes. Get some buckets, win the game. Is that what he's got now, is four fouls? Timmy's got four fouls. He's toast. There's 10.5 minutes left in the game, and he can't guard anyone because he'll foul out of the game. I can't even believe he has four fouls because these refs suck so bad.